This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Yet again, Infowars is at the very tip of the spear, very cutting edge, the front line of exposing real-time events have been proven right over and over again. Not only did I predict what was going to happen on Friday and on Sunday's broadcast, we also laid out the fact very early on that he was being investigated for ties to radicalization groups, because that's what law enforcement reported to us on Monday morning. That was confirmed yesterday. We also said clearly he was not acting alone. And all of my military and law enforcement experts that we've interviewed on air and off air, including people like Craig Sawyer that led a major SEAL team, say that it sounds like two different guns firing at two different speeds during different periods. But regardless, Paul Watson thinks from eyewitnesses that there's only one shooter. And the media makes hay of that like there's some wedge. Look, we're not like mainstream media where it's monolithic. And there's a cult here. I hire smart people that are investigators, and then we go dig in and have different ideas about things. We're not a cult like MSM that gets Media Matters or George Soros memos. That's now admitted. That's in the news today, admitting that. We don't get handed down our talking points and then go push that. That there's no Islamic connection, even though there is, and that he acted alone day one, and that all gun owners are to blame. And that everyone inside there deserve to be shot because they're pro-gun. That's the Democratic Party talking point. We don't have talking points here. We develop ideas or research that become dominant themes and get proven right over and over again because we're not running a cult. We actually try to find the truth. Then the media will say, oh, look, Jones is putting out lots of different ideas and things on this. As if I'm saying five different things or what happened. No, we're war gaming it. Same thing goes on at a detective's office at any police department. Or the same thing goes on in a corporation, war gaming business strategy. The same thing goes on in the military. Same thing goes on in the FBI. That's what people do. They have theories. They have ideas. They bounce things around. They have focus groups. That's what real thinking organizations do. The media tells you that you're not supposed to do that. If you go back to Monday, deep state, Alex Jones says deep state behind Vegas attack. But notice there's no actual quote around that. Because what I said was it looks like a deep state operation and ISIS is taking responsibility. They later say I made it up that ISIS never took responsibility. That's not true. So we've got a big broadcast lined up today. We've got eyewitnesses that were there coming on and more. But there's the headline on Drudge Report. He had a secret life, did not act alone, and was an allergy freak. Booked hotel overlooking Lollapalooza. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. And the sheriff's department's come out and said, didn't act alone, they believe. Obviously had to have some type of help. They don't believe there were two shooters, but they believe he had help. No kidding. Getting into the hotel for 5 days, not being identified. This is hiding in plain view. And the target is the motive as well. But we told you, didn't act alone. Connections to radicalization. That came from law enforcement sources that were in the middle of it. And as usual, we're proven correct yet again. Because we have the sources, we have the research, we have the history and understanding of this. But Jimmy Kimmel says it's all gun owners' fault. That means Chuckie Schumer says it because they admit Chuckie Schumer programs him. We've got that coming up. And, of course, they want to ban all semi-autos as usual. They're coming. We've got Trump statements and a lot more today. And then we've also got the Somali refugee and the terror attack last weekend in Canada. Turns out he was deported out of the United States. We'll be back.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The information war. It's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at is good and evil, right and wrong.
We're live broadcasting worldwide. I have Newsweek. I have Time Magazine. I have the New York Times. I have the Washington Post. I have the Austin American Statesman. All coming out on Monday and saying I'm crazy because I believe that Paddock did not act alone, and now the sheriff's department has come out and said that there's no way he acted by himself, and they're investigating his ties to radicalization groups. Exactly what I told you from our sources in law enforcement. And what did the Southern Poverty Law Center do? What did the Media Matters Group, openly funded by Soros, do? What did the mouth of Soros do? It said that I made that up. No, I have real sources. I'm proven right. You're a fraud. You're a joke. But before I get into all of this huge breaking news and the new tropical storm and all the rest of it, I want to play a special report by Paul Joseph Watson that breaks it all down. Paul Joseph Watson, strange things about the Vegas massacre.
To be clear, this video contains no graphic images at all. And the second half will be a debunking of all the stupid conspiracies floating around about this tragedy. But first, let's discuss what's yet to be explained. Who was gunman Stephen Paddock's hotel room guest when he ordered room service for two people at the Mandalay Bay Hotel 4 days before the massacre? This is the receipt. There you see the number of guests, two separate meals, a code that means in-room dining, Mandalay Bay, and table number 32135, which equates to Paddock's room number 135 on the 32nd floor. Why did this receipt show him in the hotel September 27 when authorities said he checked in September 28?
By the way, hit pause.
Who was his...
I'm not going to give the whole report. It's on InfoWars.com. But since Paul put this out yesterday, and since we broke it, and since Drudge ran our big headline about receipts and somebody visited the room, the sheriff's department came out and confirmed last night in the same press conference where they said they believe he didn't act alone. Quote, there's no way he acted alone, and they're investigating radicalization. Again, what we first broke, they confirmed that indeed he did have a visitor, a woman. So boom, boom, broke that again. InfoWars right again. Drudge Report right again. Real news leading the pack, forcing MSM to follow us. Boom! Boom! How's it feel? How you like us now? How you like the fake news now? We're the real news. You're the fake news. That's why you brand us to be what you are. We're the resistance. You're the establishment. Kimmel and all the rest of you. Let's go back to it.
And was it the same woman that warned concertgoers they were about to die?
So there was a lady who pushed her way forward into the concert venue, into the first row, and she started messing with another lady and told us that we were all going to die tonight.
Do you know why she was saying that? I mean, was this after the shots were fired, or?
It was about 45 minutes before the shots were actually fired, but then she was escorted out by security.
Obviously, this guest needs to be tracked down because he or she could have been in on the plot. Then we have this disturbing footage, and I'm not going to play it, but before the bit I am about to play, a man is walking through the site of the massacre after the shooting ends, trying to draw attention to people who are still alive so they can get medical treatment. It's horrific, it's chilling, but it proves that many people who lay there dying were still alive. Then this happens.
No EMTs, turn the lights off. Where are the EMTs? Why are the lights off? Turn the lights off to secure the area.
Shooting's already stopped.
Shooting was going on during the shooting. Now we need lights to assess victims and assign EMTs.
Okay, everybody right now that's here on the ground is deceased.
No, they're not. I got EMTs working on the guy here. I got EMTs working on the guy here. I got an EMT and a nurse working on the guy over here. I need lights on. If you know how to do that, get these lights back on.
Okay, who are you?
So whoever made the decision to turn off the lights, did that prevent dying victims from getting help? Or was it a rational decision to avoid lighting up the whole area to prevent the further targeting of these victims? And remember, the shooting was over at this point, but you can see it from both perspectives, so you be the judge. Then there's this footage of victims running in terror while one group of people just nonchalantly stands there. One of them is even vaping as the gunshots go off.
Terrorists.
The group only seems perturbed when a bullet literally almost hits them. And perhaps they were just completely wasted, but it's odd how some people behave differently to others in a crisis. We now know that gunman Stephen Paddock was prescribed diazepam, more commonly known as its brand name Valium, which is linked to aggression and violent outbursts. Although Paddock's massacre was obviously carefully planned in advance, did the drug contribute in any way to his egregious act of aggression? Authorities now acknowledge that the shooter could have been radicalized.
I want to understand the motivation that you describe, okay, to prevent any future incidents. And, you know, did this person get radicalized unbeknownst to us? And we want to identify that source.
Which suggests they suspect there could be some kind of political or personal motive. Which brings us to the biggest thing yet to be explained, which is, of course, the motive, and if there was one. Given the nature of the event, intelligence expert Colonel Tony Schaefer was explicit in who he thought the gunman was targeting.
It's shaping up to be a very deliberate act of terror. This individual parallels in many ways by age and by predisposition of being unstable. The shooter who attacked Congressman Scalise back in June was a politically selected target. The perception was there was going to be a lot of pro-gun folks there, Trump supporters at this concert. So therefore, I believe the perception was by the shooter that this was a legitimate target of political expression. The very reason that Hodgkinson did what he did, and I believe Paddock did what he did, is because the left has now encouraged the use of violence as an extension and use of political speech.
Those sentiments were echoed by forensic psychiatrist Dr. Michael Wellner, who suggested that Paddock's motive was to deliberately target conservatives and gun owners.
So it's a stranger mass homicide, and a stranger mass homicide happens for one of two reasons. Either a person acting for a cause, or a person acting because he wants to transcend notoriety and kill as many people as possible, like a James Holmes. People who commit crimes for notoriety alone are young. And he's not. Absolutely, people who are gun enthusiasts and who are populists or nationalists in this country are dehumanized. They're demonized. The point is, his mindset is that they deserve to die.
Yes.
And so a person who adopts a cause may be otherwise law-abiding, but he feels righteously justified that the end justifies the means.
You said look at the target and work your way backwards.
That's right.
What do country music fans and country music artists represent?
It's Americana.
What was written on the note seen in Paddock's hotel room? Why did he wire $100,000 to the Philippines, and is the ISIS connection still in play? What does his girlfriend know, and why did she have two social security numbers? Why was she married to two men at the same time?
She would know everything intimately, Martha, about what he was doing. You cannot get past having a house full of guns by someone who is not in the military, has no previous record of wanting to do things with guns. All of a sudden he buys these, and we're talking about I've been told an estimate of $100,000 worth of high-end weapons.
Yeah, unbelievable.
So it's clearly something there.
And if it was an attack on Trump supporters, that doesn't mean all Hillary Clinton voters or all leftists are to blame. Let's not stoop to their level by collectively demonizing everyone with whom we disagree. Like CNN did today by publishing this article entitled How America Has Silently Accepted the Rage of White Men, when most of the massacre victims were white men. Next on CNN, how Europe has silently accepted the rage of Muslim men. Would they publish that? No. So why are they publishing this? Stop being racist, stop encouraging actual white supremacists, and stop inciting violence.
As soon as I heard it was country music, I felt relief. White people shooting white people isn't terror, it's community outreach.
Yeah, that kind of crap. That has to stop. But finding out the motive of the killer, if there was one, will help address the root cause. And possibly begin to make it clear to people that resorting to violence just because you think you have the moral high ground is not acceptable in a civilized society. Now to debunking the conspiracy theories. People claiming that this flash is a second gunman on the floor.
All right, folks, we've got to go to break, and that is true that the flashing is a strobe light. That's been debunked, so the poll then goes into all that. But the jury's still out on whether there were two shooters, and all of my military law enforcement experts say that they think they're hearing two guns go off. It's not just an echo.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It's a fact. InfoWars has been the most accurate media operation so far, telling you that he did not act alone and they were investigating him for connections to radicals because of what was found in the hotel room. Thanks to DrudgeReport.com magnifying those articles, having the courage to run our articles, a lot of people are now able to get more information to the police, more information to the media, and we have Colonel Schaefer of the CIA high level, and you have top psychiatrists and many other top experts saying the motive is the target. The target is the motive. A bunch of Christian Trump supporters. This guy's whole background. The intelligence agency cutout. The millions and millions he spent on gambling, was able to do it for 20 years. Nobody can do that. In the long run, the house always wins. And the guy bought all these houses and had a lavish lifestyle and 2 airplanes and has the classic cutout with these foreign girlfriends and traveling to the Philippines, the Middle East, of a weapons runner. Oh, his brother said he didn't really have any guns. He wasn't into hunting. Oh, he'd never do this. To, oh, he was a big secret gun owner with a big secret gun vault, and he led a secret life, and he worked for Lockheed, and he worked for NASA, and he worked for all these shadowy groups, on and on and on. We don't know exactly what's going on, but we know mainstream media is lying to us, and we know they're using this against gun owners, and we know his brother. I mean, read the transcripts when he was first interviewed by Reuters. Oh, he didn't have guns. Oh, he would never do anything like this. Oh, no. He didn't lead a double life. It was so nice. This was impossible. And now. Oh, absolutely. He's a total genius mastermind. He's unstoppable. My brother did this. 48 hours later, he is conclusive. My brother did this. Period. 100%. That's what's going on. Open and shut. Well, do I believe the brother from 2 days before or the brother of yesterday? Las Vegas gunman Stephen Paddock was not an avid gun guy at all. Didn't hunt, you name it. Now he's a gun nut and his friends all knew it. His brother also said he took care of us. He made us all rich. Oh, he was buying people houses. He just had all this money. And how do you launder drug money? How do you launder gun money? And that's what our sources have been telling us for 2 days. They said, look at gun running. Look at him doing clandestine activity. And boom, that's what we're now getting. He bought 33 guns in 1 year, and a $600 rifle on way to Vegas is missing. That's being reported right now. Now he spent decades hoarding guns, did not act alone, says the sheriff's department. Let's go ahead and go to his brother from a clip earlier in the week on Monday to a clip yesterday and just look at the total flipping, but mainly how he's like someone's talking to him and he's screwing up his lines, or he's got a mental condition. And I don't say that meanly, but he's the squirreliest guy I've ever seen in a big event like this. I mean, if I was a Hollywood director, I would cast this guy as Mr. Squirrely. He'd be known in the script as Squirrel Man, Mr. Sneaky, Mr. Weasel. So here he is. It appears not just going off lines he memorized, but he looks like a 7-year-old in their first play of Captain Hook, not remembering his lines. And you hear the director going, "Now he swallows the alarm clock. Or now say, I'll get you, Peter Pan. Oh, now I'll get you, Peter Pan." Is that what you can hear him being fed the lines by an earpiece? Or he's like one of those guys you see on the street corner that's talking to themselves. Here it is.
Every week.
You use the phrase evil genius. Do you think that
I'm sorry. I mean, that's the thing I shouldn't have said. But that's what people are, I mean, that he's this... You know, but he's a highly intelligent. There's absolutely no, and this is the other part that I want to stress with this, that it doesn't matter that they won't chase people, but people are saying, oh, he must have had help. Steve had no help. Steve didn't take help. It did not take a village for Steve. Steve was an I'm sorry. Please don't. I was about to use a colloquial term that would besmudge one of the armed forces. Steve was a standalone guy. Okay? Steve, if you wanted to hang out with Steve, you hung out with Steve, but you had to understand Steve was a little quirky. Here's the story. You know, here's how Steve is. I would go, you know, when I was flying or whatever, if he was in town and I happened to be flying over, I'd stop in where, you know, we'd go to the hotel and stay at the hotel for a couple days or something and sit under the cabana or something like that. But with Steve, it was like I'd get to be partake of a bunch of thousands of dollars of comps on the hotel.
Oh my gosh! I mean, these people are just disgusting.
Give me a sandwich.
Disgusting rat creature, in my view. I'm sorry, I have to say it.
I mean, someone might not understand.
He doesn't even seem sorry. He's just all a bunch of attention for him, and he's lying. He's either lying before or he's lying now.
Go get him.
And I'm not for waterboarding, but I'd like to get some answers out of this guy right here. Because if somebody's going to get the Baloney Award, the Bravo Sierra Award, it goes to little brother here. So these are the issues we're looking at. Now, when we come back from break, obviously the big enchilada is they're coming for our guns. We knew it was going to happen. And don't forget the climate. Don't forget the target. Don't forget the intel. But remember the season. We're coming after your guns in October and November. We're coming after Trump. We're coming after the Tea Party. We're coming after you. We're going to kill people. Hashtag hunt Republicans. You think Scalise was big? It's going to be a lot worse. We're coming. We're training. All last week, I'm saying it's imminent. It's imminent. It's imminent. The night of the attack, I've got anti-terrorism expert on saying the left launching huge false flags is imminent. It's like if I told somebody it's imminent, your house is about to get robbed, and then it gets robbed. Either I know who did it or I did it. I mean, I don't just pull this stuff out of a hat. And then we continue to be right. And I'm telling you, they're gauging our response right now. They've got their teams ready. The deep state, the globalists are ruthless. They overthrow countries all the time. This is how they overthrew Ukraine was with mass shootings. Starting a civil war. And they're getting ready to launch attacks even bigger. Hundreds and hundreds of dead. Schools, NFL games, rock concerts, you name it. And they're going to blame the American gun owner. I told you, and they've already done it. It's already happening. It's happening in live time. They're already seizing on it and blaming every one of you that owns a firearm to protect yourselves. They say you're to blame. And I've got the clip of Jimmy Kimmel. directly quoting his boss, Chuckie Schumer, who tells him every night what to say. Kimmel's proud of it. Kimmel's a dirtbag puppet who hates America.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with a Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and Biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is flow with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients. Xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Ladies and gentlemen, we are here broadcasting worldwide. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And I'm going to suspend the coverage of what happened in Vegas for this segment because I have breaking news and analysis of the highest importance for everybody that will save millions of people's lives if you'll simply listen to me. This is a critical emergency alert. And it's just an example of how the literature is totally known and the doctors completely know this and won't tell you until they understand you've got an acute issue and the next time there's a good chance you will die. This is key because they only tell you this when they know you're on the edge. But they don't tell you because in their training and the health department brainwashing, they tell them, yes, we know vaccines kill a bunch of people. Yes, we know they brain damage people. Yes, we know they cause autoimmune problems. Yes, we know they cause type 1 diabetes. Yes, we know they cause hundreds of neurological disorders. But for the greater good, we have to lie to the public and say safe and effective. But if they have a bad reaction, an autoimmune reaction, we've got to tell them, you can't take the vaccine again. It'll probably kill you next time. Now, I hadn't seen one of our crew in a few days. And they said, well, since some of us have been sick, she was kind of sick. So, and I'm not going to say her name. She'll let me tell the story. She's going to be out of this office for a while. I'm just busy. I go, okay, whatever. And then I see her in the coffee room wearing a mask. And I said, what happened to you? And she said, well, I took the typhoid vaccine they recommend. By the way, they make you take that to go to college. Bunch of other really, really dangerous ones. Meningitis vaccines, you name it, which, by the way, the inserts say don't even protect you, viral or bacterial. And I said, oh, what happened? Well, I took it once before. It didn't do it, but this time it made me real sick. And I said, yeah, you take it a third time, it might kill you. And she goes, no, that's exactly what the doctor said. He said, don't ever take a vaccine again. You just can't take vaccines again. Now, how did I tell her the default exact thing her doctor told her? Because there's handbooks. It's not my opinion. I'm not that smart. I'm just crazy enough to go up against these people. Every year in early August, they have articles all over the newspapers that are paid for by the vaccine companies. They pay to run these as ads. They call them advertorials. They don't tell you it's paid for by them. It's really illegal. One time I was talking about this in the local paper. They said, how would you like to have advertorials? Stop talking about it. And I had a big affiliate once when I was doing the St. Jones. Will you please stop? Because that's, we get a lot of our ads are those. Where it sounds like it's a hospital district, or it sounds like it's some informational deal, or it's on the news. It's not news. It's paid for. And the point is, I know all about it. Up one side and down the other. And you know how frustrating it is? To know that they all know the vaccines are hurting you, and in the greater good garbage isn't even true. And the vaccine companies since 1983 have total liability protection, and the U.S. has the dirtiest, worst vaccines in the world. They even authorized live HIV and hepatitis to be in the Factor VIII products. Our government told Bayer, we don't care if it's got HIV, give it to people. Now, Factor VIII's a blood product for clotting, for hemophiliacs. The point is, it's in that class of what you call, you know, like a vaccine. Something you're injecting into your body to fortify you. Because when you're vaccine, it's a huge, giant classes of nanotech and attenuated viruses. And it's something they're putting in your body. A lot of it's live viruses now. They even reprogram areas of the brain. And by that, they selectively eat certain receptor sites. They call it the anti-stress vaccines, one of them, or the anti-drug addiction, anti-opiate vaccine. It actually goes in and destroys the receptors in the brain for it. Except now you're going to be totally calm and never have euphoria. What does heroin do? It imitates natural receptor sites. Like you get in some knockdown, drag-out fight, you barely survive. For about 30 minutes, you're going to be feeling like you're on heroin. You break your leg naturally. It hurts real bad, but a few minutes in, you're like euphoric before you even get to the hospital, and they shoot you up with opium. And they shoot you up with the medicalized garbage. So that's why I'm so angry. is that they say, you want to go to college? You want to go out of the country? You want to do any of these things? You got to take all these shots. And they know full well, you know, the officers in every major military, from the communist Chinese to our own military, do not take the vaccines. And when there is something dangerous out, they have special laboratories, mainly in Switzerland, that produce high-end vaccines that actually have in them what they say and will actually give you learned immunity, artificial immunity, and still may have side effects, but aren't one thousandth, I don't know. I mean, just much less dangerous. So here's how they do the argument. Jones believes there's no such thing as vaccines and that they don't work. He's a Christian scientist who believes in no medical cure. That's why I've had surgery on my leg and surgery on my other arm and broken bones and stab wounds and why I had surgery for a hernia last year and, you know, why I go to the medical doctor whenever I need to. No, none of that's true. I'd have all my children with all the vaccines if they were tested and pure and there wasn't liability protection. I've read the literature. I know what it does. I know it's a eugenics operation. I know they've got the doctors and nurses all in on it. There's some good nurses. You know, we broke 20 years ago that every baby at birth for now about 47 years has blood taken and put in a UN database. We broke it. There were lawsuits in Texas and Minnesota. My listeners found out, sued. They won millions of dollars, and it's now admitted. So see, that's what I did. A nurse told me about that from San Antonio that worked inside the Army. So, we've had whistleblowers on from the NICU units. In the last 5 years, they mandated, we never gave a premature baby vaccines, you know, it can kill them. They mandated just to get away with it and see what they could do. If one nurse is injecting kids and, you know, they're dying, oh, it's a big national story. But they order the nurses, give all the preemies their shots, the bioethics board does. They get all the respirators ready, give them the shots. They start dying, and they put them on respirators. We've had the nurses on. 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 And it's been in the news. So when you hear me talk about this type of stuff, understand your life's in your hands, okay? And the doctors know full well, but see, when you're 18 months old, here's the coup de grace, the final blow. Just like they told her, if she took that shot a third time, it'd probably kill her. And she probably can't take vaccines ever again. They know babies can't complain. 18-month-olds. Why do almost all of an 18 months go autistic? It's the third round. The third insult on average is the most deadly. And that's when, just like wasp stings you first time, you don't get sick. Second time, you kind of do. Third time, it might kill you. Same deal, folks. Autoimmune response. But they don't tell you have an EpiPen when you go in to get the vaccine because they don't want to tell you there's any problem. This is, would you take your baby at birth and let 12 wasps come in and sting it? No, of course not. And that's much less deadly than a big old vaccine of hepatitis or MMR, triple jab, three different compounds. And they all know, every doctor I know, they don't give their children vaccines. They're in a cult giving it to you. So they told her, you take a third shot of this, it'll probably kill you. They're not going to tell a mama. Even when they come in the second time and baby has a convulsion at a year old, when she comes back in 6 months later, for their boosters, we're going to boost you. We're going to help you in life. No, we're going to reduce your IQ by 15 points, and then we're going to reduce it with the fluoride as well. On average, you'll have a 25, 30-point less lobotomy. Americans have been given lobotomies, and the government declassified it. That's why we're so stupid. We were the best. We've been hit by chemical and biological weapons, and it's a total fact. And even good people at work here aren't sure I'm telling them the truth till they almost die. Listen to me or die. Listen to your common sense or die.
Hey, Daniel Bremen, why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead, and we take this charge seriously. We got options, organic, no gluten, without the chemicals, great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at PowerPrepper.com, PowerPrepper.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
So they've introduced legislation to ban semi-automatic rifles, handguns, most guns. They've introduced legislation to ban the bump stocks, which had never been used in a crime that I know of until now. It's a total novelty. Less than 2% of actual crimes do the criminals use assault weapons for whatever reason. Usually shotguns and handguns. But it doesn't matter. They're projecting the idea that 59 dead is just the most deadly thing in the entire history of the world. And it's terrible for those that got killed and terrible for those that got wounded, but hundreds die a day on the highways. Are they calling for a ban of cars every time Muslims run over people? Meanwhile, Somali refugee accused of Canadian truck attack last Sunday was ordered deported from the U.S., and now Canada and Mexico are saying, we're not taking these people. Mexico's saying they won't take the Mexicans we deport back because they say they're criminals. That was in the news last week. We're like, these people have a bunch of felonies. We don't want them. We don't want them either. It's like the Cuban deal was a brain drain of conservatives and Christians and business owners. They were good for the U.S. economy. We don't want the communist Cubans now. It's the same thing. You know, we don't. It's like Mexico said last week. They said, we don't. We got big problems. These Mexicans you're sending back. We don't want. These are the bad ones. So again, they're saying these Mexicans are criminals. Don't send them here. There it is. Mexico to Trump. We won't take your unwanted immigrants, including Mexicans. And it's jumbling up our state systems and bankrupting us. In fact, that was the headline. Mexico says they can't take Mexicans back. It's bankrupting them. Really? It's bankrupting you? Because we're not deporting back the productive people, folks. We're deporting the criminals, on average. Nothing's perfect. But if I go to Mexico illegally, they're going to deport me. But I'm digressing. Let me get back to Jimmy Kimmel. This is a guy who has up to 7 bodyguards, we've counted on video. He's got guys with Glocks on. He's got armed security at his house. I know the neighborhood Kimmel lives in, by the way. I've been in the neighborhood before, and they've got armed response driving around, just like Piers Morgan has at his L.A. house, armed response vans with guys driving around in air-conditioned vans with, you know, semi-auto rifles and shotguns. But he says you're to blame. So Jimmy Kimmel's really saying, because guns exist, period, that he's to blame. Because if somebody runs over somebody with a car, and Kimmel still owns a car, and by extension, he's guilty because a weapon was used by somebody else, a baseball bat, a car, a butcher knife. If he has a baseball bat, a car, a butcher knife, a gun, then Jimmy Kimmel is guilty by extension, just like we all are. This is so authoritarian. No, the crazy evil person's the problem. Like Congressman Scalise said, let's try to cue that up next, after Kimmel, and says he believes in guns more, because if they wouldn't have had security there and guys that were armed to take out the shooter, he would have gotten all 15 members of Congress in there, and they could have had special elections and handed the Congress back to the Democrats. And even the Washington Times said it appeared to be a hit to take out the Republican insurrection of the Freedom Caucus that the Republican establishment and the Democrats want to stop. This is a war. You don't think Trump doesn't know they're harassing all his golf club members and all his hotel members and all his casino members and all his condo members? And his people are being harassed to bankrupt him. And now this attack in Vegas is a cherry on top of we'll come and destroy your money. Because, again, Trump wants a prosperity-based economy. The globalists want an economy that is based on austerity, centralization, and monopoly. And that's why Trump's such a sinner to them. But here is the ultimate hypocrite. Hypocrite. It's a new word I invented. Here is the hypocrite, the Hollywood elitist, blaming everyone who has guns but himself when there's videos of him waving guns around saying he's going to kill me with one. Irresponsible, but that's okay. Here is the hypocrite.
Those watching Las Vegas were, you know what happened on Sunday night. I'm not going to get deep into it again tonight. I said what I had to say last night, but I do want to say something to these nuts who spent most of the day today on television online attacking those of us who think we need to do something about the fact that 59 innocent people
were killed.
They say it's inappropriate to be talking about it because it's too soon. Well, maybe it's too soon for you because deep down inside you know, in your heart, you know you bear some responsibility for the fact that almost anyone can get any weapon they want. Now you want to cover yourself until the storm of outrage passes. You can go back to your dirty business as usual, but it's not too soon for us because we're Americans. And last time I checked, the First Amendment is at least as important as the Second Amendment. So we will talk about it.
Cue for applause.
Thank you for suggesting we do otherwise. All right. That aside, President.
So he's acting like we're trying to stop his free speech when they're the ones trying to set up a ministry of truth to shut down conservative and libertarian talk radio, television, and internet, naming Infowars.com and DrudgeReport.com as the first two. They want the Federal Election Commission to be shut down, run by their little buddy, Chucky Schumer, who admittedly puts the direct talking points into his head every show now. When he reads off that teleprompter with that studio audience cued for applause, he's reading what Chucky Schumer sent him in an email. He admits that. So now you're not just a puppet. You're Chuck E. Schumer's puppet. You're a hypocrite. You're a joke. Now here's Kimmel making fun of himself with guns, playing around with guns, something Hollywood does, something that they do, teaching people to act irresponsibly with firearms. So here he is as, again, just another layer of fraud. Here it is.
I've been reading comments from people say this is terrible, but there's nothing we can do about it. But I disagree with that intensely, because of course there's something we can do about it. There are a lot of things we can do about it. You're a killing machine. See you guys tomorrow.
Have a good one.
You nailed it. Now. All five right through the heart. The juice of these pickles is on you, Alex Jones. To a drone is a very bad idea, but it's also kind of awesome. Kill everyone in China.
Yes.
Okay, that's an interesting idea. And then he fired at my head, and I fired a million shots
okay.
at his head. And I have pretty tight security around here.
What?
And to everyone affected by this terrible event, I'm sorry for getting emotional. I'm not great with this kind of thing.
I believe that Abraham Lincoln had a vision about what the Republican Party would become in 150 years, and he shot himself.
Jimmy Kimmel is the definition of a hypocrite, a fraud, a fop. He's not his own man. He is a puppet of his daddy, Chuck E. Schumer. He is the mouth of Chuck Schumer telling us, give me your guns, while he has all his bodyguards. Incredible. We're going to go to break and start the second hour, and I intend to have wide open phones for people that were in Vegas, people that weren't, military, police, everybody, free for all. I'm going to take a lot of your phone calls next hour, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. All I ask is you be first-time callers. Let's enforce that rule, 800-259-9231. You know what? They just reminded me. I'm totally running the whole show out of our Austin studios now, not the GCN studios. That changed over on Monday, another oversight of mine. And so we've had several, my fault. We're going to have our new number that we've used on Sunday for a long time. That will be the number we use, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. That is the number, 877-789-2539. We're going to start the next hour here in a moment. But first, support the broadcast. Thank you all for your support. We have free shipping on orders $50 or more. Sign up for AutoShip. Cancel anytime. Get an additional 10% off on things that you'd like to reorder, like fluoride-free toothpaste, colloidal silver and iodine, our Brain Force, our great nootropic. And that's the new big special. It is 50% off the regular price. We've never gone that low, but I got a big shipment in, and I want you to try it. It's a great brain pill, very healthy, using all natural compounds, totally organic, highest standards, InfoWarsLife.com. Or 888-253-3139. We can answer all your questions if you'd like to order over the phone. Talk about other specials. We have to end the specials. We just ended the specials on Vitamin Mineral Fusion. We've got to end the specials soon, I guess this week, in just the next few days, on the Caveman Ultimate Paleo Bone Broth Formula with chaga mushroom, turmeric, alfalfa, and so much more. Bee pollen, just amazing superfood. Really, do yourself a favor and get some today. InfoWarsLife.com. That special is about to end. 50% off on Caveman, strawberry and chocolate, organic, natural flavor. And Secret 12, that special is about to end. 12% off, or 40% off on Secret 12. InfoWarsLife.com. Those specials are about to end, but the big one that's still running for a week or so is Brain Force. Brain Force Plus, now 20% more in each bottle. Right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Stay with us. Please spread the word.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Billet. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.